Welcome to the Elevated Edit Podcast. I'm your host, Blakely Ramsey, and the goal of this podcast is to discuss all things personal development, wellness, and the art of editing your life in an elevated way. From mastering morning routines to mastering your mindset, we're going to sift through the noise and empower you to take elevated action. Make sure you catch the show notes for all the details. Enjoy the show. Hello, and welcome back to the Elevated Edit Podcast. I had a conversation with someone today, and it unlocked a new portion of my brain, a new thought. And I was like, ooh, I got to do a podcast episode about that. Okay, I'm about to let y'all in on a little personal secret, and you can't tell anybody because people are going to be like, what? A systems and habits coach said that. A productivity coach said that. Yeah, she did. I am one of the laziest people that you will ever meet. Truly. I want to do the very least all the time, every day. I love going to bed early. I love lounging around reading a book. I love laying on my floor, just listening to a podcast. I love going for a really long, aimless walk. I do not love being busy at all. I loathe being busy. One of my least favorite things on this whole planet is running errands. Ugh. It's hard to even say it. I will push all of my errands to literally one day, preferably a month, but typically every 2 weeks, because that is not where I find joy. And the reason that this thought even came to me is because I was talking to someone and I said that I was procrastinating running an errand. And she said, oh, come on now, life coach. And I was like, uh-oh, I have led people to believe that I am like highly motivated and I love getting stuff done and I love being busy. Oh, snap. I need to get on to my podcast and I need to be honest with these people because I have been leading y'all astray. I am truly, truly one of the laziest people you'll ever meet. And that is why I love systems. Because systems allow you to do the very, very, very least and still get the most done. Isn't that such a mind shift? Like it hit me and I was like, oh, snap. I have led these people to believe that I am highly motivated and I love being busy, and that cannot be further from the truth. This is precisely why I love systems. The really cool thing about systems is that it takes your life from like wasting hours on tiny repetitive tasks and it shifts it to a life where you get to enjoy life, and it allows you to be free for activities that like really bring you joy and fulfillment. Like systems literally let you leverage laziness as a strength. So I want you to like picture this. This is how my brain works. This is like a full draw the curtains. I'm letting you into my crazy brain. When I am given a task or when I have an idea or when I'm trying to execute on a project, this is like legit my process. This is how I operate. I will take out a piece of paper. I love to get just printer paper with no lines. And I will take my favorite pen. I'm holding it right now. It is an Energel liquid gel ink 0.7. I guess that's the brand, is Energel. Oh, Pentel is the brand. Sponsor Pentel, come on. I will take my pen and my piece of paper, and I will write down everything, all the ideas that come to me, all the maybe little tasks that need to be done, all of the errands that would need to be ran, all of the admin work that needs to be done. I'll write everything down. I'll just get all my ideas out, just brain dump, everything out on a piece of paper. And then I'll go, okay, what is the easiest, most simple way to accomplish this? And so I'll circle a couple things and then I'll take everything else off. Sometimes I'll even circle those things, write them down on a fresh piece of paper and throw that whole other piece of paper away. I'm like, okay, I'm not even going to deal with the little piddly task. I'm not doing it. And then I will go through that new list and I'm like, okay, is there anybody, do I know any freelancers who can take some of this off of my plate? Do I know a high schooler who is, you know, needing some experience on some of this? Do I know someone who's needing to make a couple extra bucks and would be willing to like drive and do this for me? Like, that is how my brain works. I want to take something that, yes, I love, I have big dreams and big aspirations and big goals, but I want to get them done in the laziest way possible. And for me, doing that is breaking everything down to like a simple process and then creating a system around that process. That's all I like to do. I do not like to run around and be busy. Like I said, I loathe errands. I never had to run an errand again in my whole life, if I had to choose between making somebody handing me $500,000 cash every single year for the rest of my life, or never having to run an errand again ever, I would pick the errand in a heartbeat. In a heartbeat. Y'all can keep your money. Allow me to never run an errand again. Like, that is how much I loathe running errands. I don't like driving around and having to talk, make small talk with people and having to stand in line. And then you make an appointment and you make a quote unquote appointment. And then it's 35 minutes later before they can see you. I mean, it's just so, the lack of efficiency when it comes to running errands drives me insane because I'm a lazy girl. I love to implement systems in my life, in my business, in every area of my life so that I can do the very least. And the cool thing is you don't need complicated systems. You just need the right one so you never have to waste your precious time ever again. Because if you spend more time organizing your work, if you spend more time delegating, if you spend more time planning and then creating a system, you can do high impact actions and high impact tasks, and then you have more time for play. Because our lives were literally meant for fun and rest and joy. They were not meant for fiddling with emails or admin tasks or running around, running errands and doing all this busy work. Like, we were meant to be creative and think big and be visionaries. I want to get back to play. I don't want to be running errands. So if you have ever once thought that I was like a highly motivated person and you're just like, man, Blakely gets everything done, I want you to erase that vision of me. Yes, I consider myself a high performer. But the way that I can be a high performer is that I always take the path of least resistance when it comes to action. I look at a situation and I have gotten really good at it because I've practiced so much and I've learned so much about it. But I can look at a project or a task or a situation and I can go, okay, what can we eliminate? How can we make this the simplest way we possibly can? And then what is the first step that we can take? And how can we make that first step so that everything else after it is even easier? Like, I'm great at figuring out what that first task needs to be so that everything else is either easier or irrelevant. Like, I do the very least every single day of my life. I move the needle now. The things that I do are high impact. But I do the least because I am lazy. I don't like to do lots of things. I don't. So I wanted to just debunk that myth, if that was something that you perhaps thought of me. And maybe this will give you like a freedom, or like maybe even your own mindset shift of like, huh, so I don't need to be motivated. I actually can lean into my laziness and I can leverage that to create systems to make my life flow smoother and easier and simpler so I can get back to actually living my life. Because when she said that, I was like, oh no, I fooled them all. I have allowed them to think that I'm highly motivated and I love getting like doing things. I don't want to do things. My dream world, I want to be Oprah because Oprah works 2 hours a day and she does not do any admin tasks. When Oprah works, yes, I've studied Oprah's work schedule. I know way too much about like Oprah and like Steve Jobs, and you can Tamer Levin, Elon Musk. Like, I know their schedules because I love to like study people who are highly effective. And if you study those people, you will learn that they're very similar to me. They're so lazy. They want to do the very least amount to get the highest impact. And that's exactly what systems do. Like, systems allow you to scale back how much you actually get done so that you can implement immediately. And the cool thing about systems is I've heard people say, I don't know, systems just seem really complicated to me. They do the opposite. They simplify your life and they let you be joyfully unbusy because life is meant to be enjoyed. It is not meant to be spent working on tasks that drain your energy. So good. So good. I am working on a challenge that is coming out soon that if you think being highly productive involves you being super busy, you're going to want to join this challenge because I think it's really going to change your brain chemistry and just completely shift the way that you think so much. It's going to be so good. It really truly is. Okay, if this made you think differently, made you just pause and go, huh, maybe I want to be like Oprah. And look, I'm not saying Oprah's a great role model, but as far as her schedule goes and her impact, I give the woman all the respect for sure. And I greatly like respect her schedule and her efficiency and her ability to laser focus on what moves the needle and what doesn't. 100%. Same for the other two I mentioned. All three of them definitely have their faults for sure. But I love studying highly efficient people. And I every time I study them, they are never the ones running around doing errands and busy work and all this. They are the ones like really focusing on moving the needle. And that is exactly how I want to design my life. Okay, I hope you got some value out of this episode. Y'all know I love to pack a punch on these short and sweet Friday episodes, but I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I will see you in the next episode. Thank you for tuning in to the Elevated Edit Podcast. I hope you found today's episode inspiring and full of actionable tips. Don't forget to check out the show notes for all the resources and links mentioned. If you enjoyed the show, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with your friends. Follow us on social media for more updates and inspiration. Until next time, keep growing, glowing, and elevating your life. See you soon.